So, like, I guess I'm actually a Libra. Which makes sense, right? I thought I was Virgo on the cusp, but I guess after September 23rd, it's Libra territory. Which should have been obvious, right? Because, like, hello, air sign. Me, a Virgo, the literal virgin of cosmology. That would have never made sense. Hello? Earth to sad guy? Are you still here with me? Or should I, like, send NASA to bring you back to the ground? Aww. Look, I know you're still, like, super upset about your breakup. You guys were a really cute couple. Like, everyone said so. Our other friends would always be like, aren't they the cutest together? They're like little pandas who learned to do cute stuff like throw popcorn into each other's mouths or whatever. But there's no going back in time. I mean, like, that giant Hadron Collider thingy? It can't send us back in time, right? Okay, well, there you go. What's done is done. As cute as you two were together, she's like spilt milk. So you shouldn't cry over her. Besides, whatever went wrong between you two, it was obviously her malfunction. Why did she even break up with you anyway? Like, it's definitely her fault, whatever it was. 100%. But I'm kind of curious. What was it? Did you remind her of her dad or something? Not that that would stop me. Oh, it was a personal thing. Like, how personal? Did she hate kids? Did you disagree on colleges? Oh my God, was she like a Doctor Who fanatic? I had a boyfriend who wouldn't shut up about timelines and robots, and I was like, if you don't take a chill pill, I'm gonna leave you in the woods like a stray. So? What was it? You can tell me. I can be like your echo chamber or whatever. I'm a really good listener. Oh. It was a sexual thing. You guys weren't compatible in the bedroom? What the heck does that even mean? Did your puzzle pieces, like, not match up or something? She couldn't handle the size of it. Wait, what's it? Oh, are you talking about your cock? Oh, holy shit. How big are we talking here? Bigger than my finger? What about a glue stick? Bigger? What about a banana for scale? Okay, I'm gonna spread my hands and you tell me when to stop. Now? Okay, how about now? Come on, man, don't bullshit me. Now? This big. You're joking, right? It's literally this big? No, I don't believe it. You know you don't have to lie to me, right? Look, I get that she felt like it was splitting her in half, but there's no way it's that size. Come on. Really? You know, normally I'd think this was just like bragging dude shit. But you don't seem like you're in the mood to be joking. And your face. Holy shit. You are serious, aren't you? I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I'm just, like, stunned. This is like saying your girlfriend broke up with you because she couldn't handle chocolate ice cream and sprinkles every day. Or that she didn't like having a golden goose making her bank account swollen. Really, this big? Holy shit, dude. Okay, so like, I don't want to be super insensitive, but you think maybe I could see it? Like, not a sexual thing. More like a proof of life thing. So I can record it. For, you know, science. Oh, come on, please. Please, 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 please. This might be the only time I get to see a cock that big in real life. Come on. Besides, I want to prove to you that you're not the one at fault here. You're not broken. She is. Because maybe you actually did break her. You will? Oh my god, I'm so excited. Take it out. Yes, take it out right now. I'm not making this weird. You are. You can't even, like, trust your friend enough to show her your dick? Come on, that's on you, man. So? I'm waiting. Oh, yes, finally, here we go. Holy fuck! Sorry. I didn't mean to pause. That wasn't me being stunned into silence. My mouth just started to water a bit. I had to swallow. So, like, holy fuck, dude. You weren't joking. No, 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 no. Don't put it away, please. Look. Let me explain something to you, okay? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what can my ditzy pet valley girlfriend teach me that I don't already know about my cock? No, you don't need to correct me. It's okay, I know I'm a ditz. But I also know one other thing for certain. That big cock of yours right there? That thing is definitely not a curse. It's more like a tailored suit. Just hear me out. Most cocks are like comfy drawstring sweatpants. They'll fit almost any girl. And they're just kinda blah. But your cock? That thing's an Armani suit. It doesn't fit everyone. But when it fits, it's fucking heaven. What I'm telling you is that your ex was a sweatpants girl. I get it. Having a flagpole like that pushed into her tiny little clit was painful for her. But, you know, some girls like that kind of pain. Like Sometimes a good cervix pounding is exactly what you want. Like, all the time, actually. What kind of girl would want that? Well, not to be too forward, but you're looking at that kind of girl. Don't brush me off on this, okay? I mean, literally. I'm gonna rest my hand right here, on this third leg of yours, while I explain this to you. Maybe stroke it a bit? Because I just can't help myself. Look, I know you're into Valley Girls. Your last girlfriend was a little flaky. And she did that high-pitched baby girl voice shit way too often. But she was a faker. She was the sweet and low of Valley ditzies. And me? Well, I'm just sweet. What I'm trying to say is, I know you like Valley Girls. Like, it's your kink or something. Isn't it? Well, I'm right here. And guess what? Big, veiny, monster cocks like this are my thing. Just feeling this hot, twitching flagpole under my hand. Which I can't even fit all the way around your cock, by the way. This is my thing. And I'd love to claim it as my thing if you'd let me. So, what do you think? Will you let me? What would I do to claim it? Maybe like, kiss it a little bit? Like this? And lick it? Like this? Kinda like I'm licking the last pickle out of the jar so that nobody else eats it before I do. And then maybe, I don't know, try to suck on it. Honestly, I don't even know if my lips can stretch this wide. But I'd love to try. In fact, I don't know if I can hold myself back. Oh, fuck. Just trying to get my lips around the head. It's like trying to fit a cue ball in my mouth. Can I please keep trying? Pretty please. Oh, it's so tasty. And it must look so big with both of my hands wrapped around it. My lips stretched over the top like this. Does it look like I'm trying to stuff a Big Mac into my mouth? God, I can't believe your ex would leave you over this. Oh. If I were your girlfriend, we'd never even leave the house. It would just be my head in your lap, stuffing my mouth with you. All the time. Oh, fuck, it's so perfect. It's like someone made a statue of a cock, but twice as big. Sit on it. Can I? Please. Look, I'm not gonna hurt myself. Like I said, I'm not your ex. And I really, really want this. Fuck, I want it so bad right now. I may never get an opportunity to sit on a perfect cock like this ever again. And I just have to know what it feels like. Please, please, please. You wouldn't deny your sweet, darling valley girl friend her biggest wish. Would you? That's right. I didn't think so. Let me just hold on to the base of this monster. And you can hike my skirt up a bit. Yeah, like that. You want to see it splitting me in half, don't you? I thought so. And if you look close enough, you might even see my belly bulge a little. You ready? No, it's okay. I need this. I'm not in pain. Okay, well, I am, but it's the good kind. Promise. Oh my god, it's just... Holy fuck, babe. Fuck, it is so big. Fuck. Wait, let me just sit on it for a second. I can barely take a deep breath. Oh, it's like I've been impaled. Oh, I can feel it in my ribs. Oh, and it's just... No, that's not discomfort. Babe, trust me. Oh, I'm in heaven right now. Just please let me enjoy this. Yeah, I'm just gonna start moving a little bit. Just like this. Oh, yeah, you just keep holding up my skirt. So you can see how good I can take this gorgeous fucking cock of yours. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, I'm so wet. I am so fucking wet. Oh, it's just so tight. Oh, it's sliding in and out. Oh, so tight. But so slick. Oh, do you like seeing it disappear inside me? Oh, every time it throbs, you can see my stomach move. Look. You want to feel it? Go ahead. Here. Just press your hand over my hips. And I'll sit on it a little bit harder. I just fucking came. I couldn't help it. Oh, I've never fucking done that. Holy fuck, your cock is magic. No, we're not done yet. I want to do that again. I need to do that again. Maybe this time I'll be more stretched out for you, so you can fit in my pussy better. Here, grab my hips. You can help me bounce a little bit faster. Oh my god, it's so fucking wet now. Fuck. Why is it this good? Oh my god, this is so unfair. Oh. Why should anyone else get this perfect, thick cock? Oh, I want it inside me, like, forever. Would you want that too? Is that making me bounce on this cock all the time? Oh, I'm sitting in your lap, clenching around you like I'm your little puppet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you do? Maybe I should be your girlfriend then. Oh, ooh. Oh, you like that idea? Oh, I know. I know it's like cheating, asking right now. Oh, God. Especially when you're practically wearing me like a condom. You think we could just keep doing this? Oh, please. Please. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Fuck, thank you. Oh, I want to be your girlfriend so bad. I want to make you feel this good all the time. Oh, and I want to take even more of this cock. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, put me down on it. Just like this. Oh, yeah. Make me take it. Oh, yeah. Show me how you use me to satisfy your needs. Fuck. Yes. Fucking do it. Oh, fuck. It's twitching. Oh, my God. It's twitching so hard. Oh, my God. Are you gonna fill me up? You can come. Yeah. room for anything more. Oh my god, you're gonna flood my pussy with your hot seat. Oh my god, yes, please. Oh, when you twitch like that, oh, it feels like I'm riding a tractor. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, my uterus is gonna be throbbing after this. I fucking love it. Oh, I fucking love it. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, the twitching against my cervix. Fuck. Fuck, it's pounding into me so hard. And it is so big. Oh, please. Oh, please come inside me. I want to feel it. Oh, I want you to spray against my cervix. Ah, oh, I want to feel it filling my womb. Please. Please do it. Do it. Fuck. Fuck. Ah. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck, I can't. Oh, the cock is so big. When it switches and throbs like that, oh my god. Oh, that's so good. Oh my god, I'm gonna be sore tomorrow. But in the best way. Oh, babe. Wait, no. No, I don't want you to move. I'm way too sorry to get off you right now. Can you just, like, hold me until you go soft again? I think that'd be really sweet. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, I love the feeling of your cock throbbing as it deflates. Is that even the right word? Oh. Oh, God. Oh, this is how I want every evening to end between us. Your stupid little valley girl just sitting in your lap. Your arms around me. And your giant cock dripping out of me. Oh my god, my legs won't stop shaking. So, like, big picture, you think we could do this? Like, you and me. We could be an item or something. Well, I mean, obviously we can use each other for our fetishes. You and your valley girl kink, and my kink for telephone poles. And for you. So, like, this could work, right? Plus the way we're all cuddled up right now. We're pretty cute together as a couple, don't you think? Like, way cuter than pandas. Mm.